All week long, we're doing our year-in-review thing. Tomorrow, B-movie legend Bruce Campbell, who was in the studio with me for a great hour in August. Also, sportscasting legend Dick Enberg, who had a book out earlier this year. Oh, my! And then came to town to do the Final Four. Also, later in the week, Scott Ritter, the former UN weapons inspector. Phil Dusenberry, an ad agency legend who worked on the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial where Jacko's hair caught on fire, and more songs from my band and lots of other stuff. Since we're looking back at the year 2005, it's time to bring in my friend Gene Emery, who was a writer for Skeptical Inquirer magazine, who every year goes and gets the end of the year tabloids and cuts out the psychic predictions. Then he holds on to them until the following year when he comes on this show to tell me how well the psychics did. I will tell you that their track record has not been particularly good, has it, Gene?
And they're being consistent, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you back
on
the show.
You talked to Bruce Campbell? My goodness.
Yes, Bruce Campbell had a great visit to the show in August, and we're going to replay that on tomorrow's show.
Oh, that sounds great. Anyway.
It is nice to have you back on the show. And are all the tabloids still doing this, or have any of them finally realized, you know, this is nonsense?
I think the National Enquirer, after Gene Dixon died, the star seemed to kind of fade away. And the National Enquirer, which used to do like four double pages of forecasts for the coming season or the coming year, seem to stop doing them, because I think they kind of realize that, you know, the powers claimed by psychics, really, they can't live up to their claims when you actually put them to the test.
Now, as we've talked in the past, psychics did not predict 9/11. Psychics last year did not predict the Christmas tsunami. Did any psychics predict Hurricane Katrina and its devastation in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast?
No. No, none that I could find. Now, I'm sure, you have to understand that you have lots of people around the country, around the world, claiming to have psychic abilities, and they probably, you know, some of them probably make 10, 20 predictions a day. So I'm sure that somewhere somebody told a friend that they're psychic and they could foresee a killer hurricane striking the southern coast of the United States somewhere, and I'm sure they're claiming, you know, success for Katrina on that level. Usually what you find when you go back and look for the specifics, look at the specifics of a forecast, you find that they're off the mark, or if you look at the rest of their forecast, you find that they've, you know, if you make enough predictions, you're bound to hit once in a while.
Yeah, it's the old blind dog finds a bone. Metaphor. Yeah. And by the way, people who are regular listeners of this show know that, I debunk psychics as often as possible. I'm a complete skeptic about that sort of thing. And I've backed up James Randi and his $1 million challenge for many, many years, which you and I have talked about in the past.
Right.
But one of the reasons I like to have you on here at the end of the year is to look back at some of the really wacky predictions that they made and see if they even came close on any of those. So what do you have from last year that fits that category?
Well, you have most of them, actually. One of my favorites is the forecast that a new duel-to-the-death software will allow married couples to play a computer game in which the loser dies in real life. Congress actually approves it because it saves millions of dollars in divorce fees and partially unclogs the court system. If that happened, we must have missed it.
We must have missed that one. But, you know, as I say every year, you got to give these people some credit for creativity. I mean, this is some of the most creative fiction that's come up with every year.
I think drugs are partially responsible, personally.
Well, but there may be something that's helping them along the way.
I have weird dreams like this, too. So I think if I took down a lot of the information in dreams, turned them into forecasts, I think we'd get kind of a lot of that. I think it's a lot of stream of consciousness going on. Another one was terrorists were supposed to sabotage the computerized brains of a new generation of robotic vacuum cleaners, causing them to turn on their owners. I have wonderful images of that actually happening. The other thing, by the way, for home-related news, and remember, you got to remember, there are 4 days left in the year.
Oh, that's right. You
know, yeah. These things could happen.
We may be premature in judging these as wrong.
Exactly right. There are four more days. A new mechanical bull fad sweeps America. Every living room contains one, and the family members take turns riding it. The home bulls revive togetherness in the nation.
You know, they're only about 25 years late. I think Gilly's, the place that was featured in Urban Cowboy with the mechanical bull a quarter century ago, closed down this year. They don't even have one at Gilly's anymore. That one couldn't be more wrong.
Here's one I'm not sure you want to think about. An inventor in Ohio attempts to market edible furniture for couch potatoes. But a sanitation scare kills the project. Now, here's one that I like. This is the example, and you see these scattered around once in a while, because you hear these people, psychics claim, well, I was successful in this one, I was successful in that one. Here's one that I like. A child in Texas or Nebraska captures the world's attention by falling into a well. The crisis ends happily with the child being rescued. Oh, wow. I mean, this is, it's, you know, they're either incredibly off the wall, or there are things that, you know, happen routinely in the news business, but they think they use that to help build their credibility in some.
But also, just like with the urban cowboy thing with the bull, you know, you're going back to Baby Jessica like 20, 25 years ago.
Yep, and a lot of times you find the forecasts, you know, for the coming year spin off the events that happen, you know, unexpected events that happen this year. You were asking before about things that the big events that they got, and here was one forecast, you know, explosions rock Nigeria and France's Eiffel Tower, to which I asked, what about England and the subway bombing?
Yeah, they missed that one big time.
Yeah, and that dovetails a lot with, I went back the year that Princess Diana died that horrible death, and you had psychics predicting that she was going to run be an Olympian marathon runner for like South Africa that year. That was supposed to be the big news for Princess Di, you know, in that year. And you find that happens a lot.
Now, when you go back and look at these, are they all by people who are name psychics? I mean, I can't even tell you who's a name psychic, except for that loser Sylvia Brown and others like her who are still out there using the Montel Show and other places to exploit people, and, you know, John Edward and James Von Prague, who are just playing on the emotions of people who are mourning their lost family members. Are any of these people out there doing this sort of stuff, or is it all nobodies?
It tends to be the ones that I see in the tabloids tend to be a lot of the folks that people, names you've never heard of. In fact, one of the tabloids, The Sun, is started because they didn't want to, maybe if you were suspicious, they didn't want to hold anybody accountable, started lumping all their psychic experts together, and some are dead and some are alive. They had Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce. One of the ones they cited was what that contributed to their predictions a year ago, John Paul II. Which is kind of interesting because I don't see any reference to, you know, John Paul II passing. Anyway, but you've got people like Nikki, psychic to the stars, you know, who I haven't necessarily heard of. And then you have other names that are kind of on the fringes that you hear crop up once in a while, like Thomas Hughes and Martha Hensridge, whose names keep showing up in these things, but, you know, they don't have the kind of prominence that Sylvia Brown and so forth has. Sylvia I followed for a while, and she had not what I would call a very unimpressive track record. You could go back and look at her forecasts on her website, but then suddenly she stopped putting them up, unless you, of course, pay, I think, some kind of subscription fee in order to get a glimpse at the events that were going to be happening.
Yeah, and even then, accountability, not really a big thing with her or others like her.
Well, I think James Randi had this countdown. You know, he was on with her with Larry King and challenged her to do some predictions and have them come true.
Yep.
And, of course, as soon as the microphone was turned off, I mean, she wanted to have nothing to do with him, and he tracked the number of days in which she'd been completely silent and completely unaccountable.
I haven't looked lately, but I think it's well over 1,000.
Oh, I'm sure that she's never going to want to talk to Randy or anyone else again. I find that there was a woman up the street from me, not literally, but, you know, about a half hour drive north, who was quoted in the National Enquirer for years, and I tried to interview her. And she wouldn't accept any interviews. She didn't want to talk. All she wanted to do was appear in the National Enquirer, and that was it. And of course, the Enquirer never went back and said, well, you know, this lady couldn't get one of her 10 predictions correct. Because they do it, they really don't care. They want people to buy the magazine, and you know, if people want to believe this stuff, they kind of figure that it's that it's okay. I think Jerry Seinfeld had a line that I saw this year that I kind of liked and applies to this. You know, people who read the tabloids deserve to be lied to. Which I thought was appropriate, given, you know, what they're telling
you. You know, there's a huge element of truth in that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I asked you about the wacky predictions. What are some of the serious predictions? Because while they didn't get any of the natural disasters or you know, I'm sure none of them picked Benedict the 16th as the next pope or any of that, what were some of the serious things that they did predict that we now know have not happened?
Well, there was one guy that predicted the Pope was going to die this year, but he said there was going to be an Italian Pope would be named next, and that's not the case.
Hey, I've got a friend who runs an office death pool who has been predicting the death of the Pope for 7 years.
The psychics have been doing the same, and that's why you have to read these all of these in terms of some kind of context. And if John Paul had not died, then the same crop would be predicting it over and over again. And some of them are just absolutely surreal. One of the forecasts here was more than 25 million people perish in a Middle Eastern war from the Holy Land to the borders of India. The devastating conflict ends when the alliance of the United States, and so forth and so on. But, clearly that was completely off the wall.
Right.
There was also supposed to be a separate prediction for a blitzkrieg war that surprises the Western world. A ruler conquers Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and Pakistan and threatens nearby countries. I mean, we must have missed that one. Or again, we got 4 days left.
That's right. It hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to.
Israel was supposed to invade the United States and Syria. A mutant strain of plague was supposed to begin in Africa and sweep around the world within a couple of months, killing tens of millions. We must have missed that one again. An inventor in Bakersfield, California, was supposed to build a thumper machine that triggers a wave of deadly earthquakes in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And that's another theme that kind of comes along all the time. There's always going to be the big one in California. So, folks, when the big one comes, I know there's going to be a psychic who's going to be able to claim that they were...
Well, that's an easy one. You just predict that every year. It's like saying there'll be a tornado in St. Louis. We get them in the outlying areas, but one hasn't hit downtown yet. Does it mean it won't? No. So, we live in Tornado Alley. Go ahead and predict it.
Here's one I kind of like. See what you think. Homeland Security officials are caught red-handed sneaking tiny computerized surveillance equipment into a variety of new household appliances. That's one that's kind of interesting because, all of these are not all completely improbable, folks.
I'm pretty sure.
They're entirely possible.
I am pretty sure that my microwave is doing work for the NSA.
Well, given the headlines of the last couple of weeks, would you be surprised?
No.
And a lot of the times what they'll say is, they'll say things like, there'll be aliens will be talking to government researchers about a top secret project. And I look at that and say, well, duh, if it's top secret, how do you expect me to know about it?
Right.
Why do you want me to be judged on it? And I'm sure if you went back to the psychics, it would be like one of these wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Well, yes, it did happen. You just haven't found out about it.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I'm a success. Thank you very much. And you can't say that I was wrong.
No, they're not wrong. They're just... secret.
Not exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Great stuff, Gene, as always. Thank you very much.
Paul, it's a pleasure talking to you, and have a great new year.
Thank you. You too. And let's hope it's a lot safer than this one was.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that 2006 will come numerically after 2005.
Don't stick out your neck like that.
You can quote me on that.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks,
Gene Emery from the Skeptical Inquirer here on the Paul Harris Show. Every year we run them down, and every year we run them down. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.